Now, I have been joined in studio during the ad break by Susan Carey and Gillian O'Sullivan. And Susan and Gillian are here to tell us about a Carey Multiple Sclerosis Wellness event that is coming up in April. And it's a self-care seminar for people who are living with MS. And Gillian and Susan, you're both very welcome. Susan, first of all, to start with you, you had this event before, but it's a few years back, pre-COVID, is that right?
Yes. So we ran this for the first time just pre-COVID, so in February 2020. And I believe it was 2 weeks later, the first national lockdown happened.
All hell broke loose.
We were so grateful. Absolutely. We had a packed room. Everyone healthy and everyone left healthy. But yeah, so our aim was to have it every 2 years, but obviously that did not happen. But we're back again this year, 4 years later.
Now, you both have multiple sclerosis. Are there many people in Kerry who have it?
Well, there are, and I suppose, like, I'm the chairperson of the Tralee West Kerry branch, so that we would have about 88 members. Now, as you know, not everyone decides to become a member of a local branch. So I believe there are much more numbers out there. So that only covers Tralee and the West. There is a Listowel branch, and also Gillian comes from the South Kerry branch. So how many members would
you have?
We've
about 90 in our branch, but 90. There is over 200 in Kerry alone. Mm. So it's a huge number, and it's increasing, and it's a disease that affects people of every age profile. Like, I know people that have recently been diagnosed in their 50s, and then also people in their 20s, so it's a cross sector.
Really? You can be diagnosed even in your 50s?
Yeah.
And what I find interesting is I've from time to time over the years as a journalist interviewed people with multiple sclerosis, and it's almost always women. Does it affect women more than men?
It does, yeah. It's predominantly women. There would be a majority of men. And in our branch now, it would be mainly women, but there is quite a few men. And again, the age profile is varied. Again, I would have a friend who would be in his 50s, and then I would know people in their 20s, and both men and women. So it's affecting everybody, but predominantly female. And then, of course, in America, we've got, you know, the actresses who are now becoming advocates for in America as well for it. So it's always predominantly women.
Okay. And there's Susan, I presume, is there like a scale of multiple sclerosis that some people can be affected by it, some people badly, more people go into remission with it?
Yeah, 100%. So there are four primary stages. But really with living with multiple sclerosis, it can show up in a variety of ways. No two people are the same. Someone's experience may be totally different to another's, even though I suppose classically they would be the same symptom. It would show up differently in each person. I guess so. You have relapsing, remitting. This is where, you know, you can go through a relapse where you're hyperactive, you know, the lesions are active and you're going through a bad spout. And then you usually get treated in some way. And then you could be in remission for anything from years to months to weeks. You just don't know. You just don't know. And then, like, obviously the next stage, then you would have secondary progressive. So that is,
unfortunately
secondary. I actually was secondary progressive at a time, and I found my mobility, etc., was heavily affected. And then you have your primary progressive. So that would be of the greater scale of things, where you would see a lot more of disability, you know, and hardship, you know. And I suppose when you're looking at that, people ask, but my cousin died from that. It's like, you can't die from multiple sclerosis. You can live very well with it. You know, and there are a vast amount of drugs out there now. I like to say I was diagnosed at 14, so this is my 20th year now living with it. And you know, it just isn't what it once was, I guess. There's so much research out there. There's continuous drugs being brought on the market. information. You know, there is a lot more information about it, and unfortunately a lot more people living with it, which share their experiences, which could really impact someone's quality of life in a good way as well.
Well, that's good to hear. And Gillian, I presume that brings us to the Wellness Day. And so tell us a little bit about what will happen on the Wellness Day.
So Dr. Moore was key in getting us to do it again. We definitely gave in to her requests of it happening again. So she asked us...
That's Helena Moore.
Helena Moore. So we would both be under Helena Moore. So anyway, the idea is to... It's always about networking and meeting people in a similar situation. So when you go into the room, it's like there's not a secret. You're in a safe space. So even if it's a family member that's going because their daughter, son, sister or whatever has been diagnosed, they can go and they can hear the information. So Dr. Moore would talk about, we'll say, the MS side of things. Then we will have Jerry Hussey, who will talk about how you can deal with it, how you can change your mindset. Then in the afternoon, we will talk with a physiotherapist who works for the HSC, a local guy, who also does Zoom classes for the South Kerry branch. We will have another speaker who's going to talk about, he has MS, and he went sailing around the Greek islands last year, and he's going to talk about an event he's organised that's going to happen on the 10th of April. Again, a sailing event for people with MS. So it's all about, you know, going from, we'll say, your diagnosis to how you can...
How you can live well with it.
How you can live well with it. So you get your diagnosis, you accept it, and how you move on and how you want to live your life. Whether you want to live it in a positive way between medication and your ideas and thinking in a positive manner. Because it's like everything. If you focus on the negatives, then you're obviously going to have a negative effect on your life and how your life is acted out.
Yeah, and I believe our own Anne Darcy from this programme is going to be talking at it as well.
She's fantastic. She is going to add such value on the day. All the speakers, really. It's really going to be, like, we've set it up to be such an empowering, uplifting day. Because often when you go to conferences, it's a lot of data heavy material, and oftentimes you actually leave worse off than before you came in. So we came up with this concept that there's definitely space for, you know, to be in a room where you don't necessarily speak about, oh, I have MS, oh, this is wrong with me, that's wrong with me. No, it's not about that at all. It's about, okay, I have been diagnosed with this. How can I live my life in, you know, a manner that suits me? And what can I do? And empowering yourself and your own healthcare, you know, how can I live the best quality of life that I have? And just because a label has been given me, that doesn't mean that's who I am. I get to choose, and this is how I can empower myself to live the best life that I can. And that's what we're really advocating for. This event is not just for people living with MS. It's for anyone with a chronic condition, anyone in the health space, carers, doctors, you know, physios, anyone at all, family, friends, anyone who would just like to know a little bit more information about living well with a chronic illness.
Very good. So finally, ladies, how can people, I presume you need to book ahead if you want to be at this?
We have, the last time we did it, we were fortunate. We had 120 guests turn up on the day. It was a free event, where this year the tickets are in Eventbrite for €20. On checkout, you pay the €22.95. You can pay on the day. We will have a limited spaces of 120. There is a contact number on all the posters that we have out. It's been advertised in the Kerry and Tralee Advertiser. We are here today. Thank you so much. So both Eventbrite, you can buy a ticket, or you can buy a ticket on the day.
Okay, and it's at the Brehon Hotel in Killarney on Sunday, April the 21st.
Yes.
Great stuff. Listen, ladies, continued good health, and you're both looking really well and obviously living well with the condition. And I think a lot of people will benefit from this. It sounds like it's going to be a great day.
Yeah, for sure.
Thank you both for coming in to chat to us this afternoon, Gillian O'Sullivan and Susan Carey.